Welcome to Gregory Hartel, the spokesperson for the World Health Organization in Geneva. Welcome to the program, Gregory.
Thank you.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has warned people against shaking hands. Is the Ebola virus really that contagious?
Yes, there are two things. Yes, it is very contagious, but normally it also is restricted to an extremely small area. So the outbreak as we know it is in the far west of the country near the border with, I believe, DRC, near a game reserve. And almost all the cases, or the majority of cases, have been in one family in that area. That's the way that Ebola normally works. The index case apparently was a hunter who went out and killed a primate who was infected already with the virus, ate the primate, and consequently died. And what happens, it's very normal. We've seen that in a lot of past events, too. What happens then is that the family members, as part of the burial ceremony and the funerary ceremony, wash the body. And at that point, they get infected.
What are the symptoms? For our listeners in Uganda, what should they be looking out for?
Well, there's sudden onset of diarrhea, fever, vomiting, and in about 50 to 60% of the cases, bleeding from orifices.
There have been three major outbreaks in Uganda in the past 12 years. What keeps going wrong in Uganda particularly?
It's not necessarily something which has gone wrong. It's actually, first of all, it's good that these outbreaks are detected as quickly as they are. And remember, this one's quite small, and the Ugandans and anyone else who has more experience with something, and unfortunately, this is something that's quite deadly. But the more experience you have, the better you get at doing it. So this is why we know that you should avoid touching someone who could possibly be infected. And as long as one can combine, let's say, the proper kind of barrier techniques and social distancing techniques without, let's say, overdoing it, which is quite a balance to be established at certain points, then all the better. And the Ugandans do have experience with this.
We understand that according to the severity of this outbreak, you could recommend a restriction of movements.
Well, I suppose, but I mean, certainly that's not the case yet. And if there were a restriction of movements, that would certainly only be in that small district called Kibale in the west of the country. And there are no intentions or thoughts of any kind of restrictions on international travel and trade.
There's no vaccine available yet for humans for this virus. Do you think there's likely to be one available maybe in the future?
There might be, but remember that, let's say, vaccines are driven, like many other products, by market demand. And this disease is so rare and happens so frequently that there's not really a huge demand for this vaccine. That said, certainly there have been tests in the past and work ongoing on medicines and vaccines against this.
And some of those have been already tested on animals, I understand.
Yes, I believe so. I'm not 100% sure. But yes.
Depending on the type of virus that this is, fatality rates, they could be up to 90%.
Yes. So in this outbreak so far, we're seeing somewhere around a 50 to 60% fatality rate, which actually fits with the substrain of Ebola, which we think this is, which is called the Ebola Sudan virus. So there are five different substrains of Ebola, and they have differing fatality rates.
Thank you very much to Gregory Hartel, the spokesman for the World Health Organization, speaking from Geneva. Thank you for joining us on the program, Gregory.
Thank you to you. Thank you.